So I had this big plan for YouTube, right? Like I was going to record every podcast episode on video now. I was so excited about it. I was going to upload it to YouTube, do all the things, and build this perfect system where everything, you know, worked together. I would record a YouTube video. I would turn that into a podcast episode. I would record like a separate intro and a separate outro and, you know, just, you know, maximize my time. Hit all of the check marks that I needed to hit as far as like, okay, YouTube video check, podcast episode check, making it platform specific because they're both completely different things, right? But the deeper that I got into YouTube strategy, the more I realized that not every podcast belongs on video. And so in this episode, I'm sharing why I'm no longer turning every single podcast episode into a YouTube video and what I've learned about balancing both platforms and how I'm simplifying my strategy to actually make it more sustainable and make it feel good in a way that fits my business and my podcast. So if you're ready to take a deep breath with me, simplify your strategy if maybe you think that you want to show up on YouTube and make your podcast work for you without losing your mind, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, have you joined my free Moms Who Podcast community over on School? Because if you haven't, it is where I share behind-the-scenes trainings, resources, and extra lessons to help you take what you hear on the show even deeper. You'll be meeting other moms building podcasts, juggling business and family life, and figuring it out together. Head over to school.com/podcasters or just tap that link in the show notes and come and join us. All right, friend. So I had this huge plan. I wanted to record everything on video. I'm like, I'm just going to maximize my time, right? Like, I'm already recording the episode. I want to turn on my camera because I'm already doing YouTube, and I want to put all these on YouTube. And I noticed something really quickly when I started to notice and see other people also putting their podcast on YouTube, right? And I was so excited about like the alignment around that. Like, I was really excited to really maximize my time was really what I was most excited for. The fact that I could turn on my camera, record a podcast in video format, right? Or on the other side, right? Because there's so many different ways that you can do this, okay? I could also, you know, turn on my camera, record a YouTube video, and then repurpose it for the podcast, right? So there's like two different ways that it could have went as far as like the repurposing aspect. I could have started with the podcast and repurposed it over to YouTube, which I did try that. And then there was the other thing that I tried, which was taking my YouTube video that I recorded and then turning that into a podcast episode. So I've tried both of these and here are my thoughts, right? I personally enjoyed recording the podcast like normal on video because it felt the most natural. I turn on my camera, I'm doing what I always do. I'm starting with, you know, my intro and then I'm going into the content and then I'm doing my natural outro. It was very natural for me. I didn't really change anything for YouTube specifically. That I enjoyed because I could literally just upload that to YouTube. Like there was no really additional like editing that needed done. I could just put it on up there. And that was fine. And I, in fact, really enjoyed that format a lot. And that fit my business and my life because I literally am just recording the episode one time and then it's in video and then I'm putting it on YouTube. So very easy. And I really like that. Now, I tried a few times. I think there's two or three episodes on the podcast recently too. Like if you go back in the last 10 or so episodes, there's about two or three episodes that I initially recorded for YouTube. And then I recorded like a separate intro and a separate outro for the podcast specifically. And it created a just tad bit more work for me, which I didn't mind, you know, because I was still repurposing content. And then, okay, so those were the two formats I tried. And then as I started looking at other people doing it, you know, I found one person who had every single episode from the very beginning on video. and she would upload that to YouTube. And she also has other content as well, like actual YouTube videos that are, you know, tutorials or, you know, just better fit for YouTube. And so I saw that being done and I was like, oh, I love that because it was so clean, right? Like she's been starting since the beginning, putting her episodes on video. So, you know, you could see 60 plus episodes on video that you can just go to YouTube and watch or listen or whatever. And I like that. And then I found somebody else who does the opposite. Like, so she actually records the video. And I'm actually really curious on how she does that. And I would love to, like, maybe, I don't know, reach out to her and see what she's doing specifically because it was so clean. So she did the format of recording a video for YouTube and then she repurposed it to the podcast. And so here's how I think it went in my mind, like how I feel like she did this. But I feel like she recorded the video for YouTube and then she recorded a separate intro for the podcast, a separate outro for the podcast. And that aired on the podcast, but for YouTube. So not only was it recorded as a YouTube video, right? Like fully recorded for a YouTube video. That video was then also edited as a YouTube video. So what I mean by that is it was basically like a hybrid of a YouTube video and a podcast episode, because here's what she did that I really loved so much. And it was so clean. So she, again, repurposed the YouTube video over to the podcast. Okay. But for YouTube, it was edited as a YouTube video. So there was graphics and there was graphics. And I don't remember specifically if there was like B-roll. There probably was, but there was definitely pop-ups and graphics and text to visually display what she was talking about that kept it visually engaging. And then my favorite part of her YouTube video was she had like a tiny 5-second, maybe even less, maybe it was like 3 seconds long, that basically showed you that it was a podcast. So it was a clean about 3 to 5 seconds of video with no sound, but there was music in the background. It was grayed out, so you couldn't hear what she was saying, but you could see that she was moving and talking in the background. This clip was taken from the YouTube video that she literally just did. It was zoomed in. There was a gray overlay on it. And then she had her podcast logo, so the title of her podcast, and then she had the episode number on there. And I just thought that that was so clean and that immediately told me that it was a podcast, but also that it was repurposed to YouTube, but it was done in an engaging way. And so as soon as I saw that format, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how I want my videos to look on YouTube. But then I've had some time to think about it and a reality check set in. There's all this like creative energy that goes into the actual repurposing of the video over to the podcast. And once I started to look at my business and where I was, I just realized that just because I can repurpose everything doesn't mean that I should. And so I am all about repurposing all day long because please, please do that. You know, if you're creating something, you need to, for one, be talking about it, but also, you know, if you're already creating something, like share about it on different platforms. The point is that you need to make it that platform specific. So you cannot just take something, whatever that might be, whether it's a video or text, okay? Really, there's a few ways that we connect with each other through this technical age, right? There's audio through a podcast, there's video, and then there's text. So we take those things, audio, video, and text, and then we repurpose it to those platforms in a way that is meant for the actual platform. So for example, if I recorded a reel for Instagram, I would probably repurpose that over to TikTok because like there's no, like it's fine. Like I would just record the video and then I would just repurpose it, you know, meaning I would post it on the two different platforms and possibly even YouTube Shorts as well. So I do believe that. And I have no idea. I'm not like a short form content creator or anything like that. So I don't really know the actual tangible rule about repurposing, you know, something like a reel over to Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. But I can tell you what I would do is I would literally take out my phone, pull up the video, I would record the video, whatever that might be for short form content. And I would repurpose the video depending on, you know, am I using trending audio? Because it might not be available, you know, over on TikTok. So there's like so many things to consider to factor. But for example, if I'm like talking, I would totally repurpose that on the platforms, but the captions would be totally different because they're different platforms. I would not take, you know, a Pinterest pin and put it on LinkedIn or I wouldn't take a Facebook post and do the same thing over in my school community. I wouldn't, you know, take the Facebook post and put that in an email. Like, it would be different because it would be, you know, for the email. So all that to say that just because you can repurpose something doesn't mean that you should. And so all that to say, again, I'm a huge fan of repurposing. I think that that saves a lot of time. I think that it's smart. But here's what I've learned is that YouTube and podcasting, they serve different purposes, right? So for YouTube is all about, you know, the visual. And I know that some people put on YouTube and then they do other things. So they're not like locked in watching it second for second, right? So like, I get that. But, you know, YouTube is more visual. It's, you know, a huge discoverability platform, right? And it you can show your process on there. You can do tutorials, right? Like, I'm so excited for the content that I have coming up on YouTube. It's going to be so good and I'm really excited. But YouTube is one of, if not the biggest, search platforms ever. You can go to Google and type in something and it's going to give you a YouTube video. You can ChatGPT something and it's going to give you a YouTube video. So, you know, YouTube is huge. And, you know, that's why you hear video is king. And it's because visually, you know, we are humans and our eyes, you know, we see visual things and we're like, oh, what's this? What's this? You know, and we're curious, right? So that's where like the thumbnails come in and like, you know, the visuals of like the YouTube video inside of the video as well, you know, the B-roll, the pop-ups, the effects. So YouTube is different than podcasting, right? Because podcasting is more intimate. There's depth to it, right? There's connection, there's storytelling, and again, the intimacy. And so what I've come to terms with is that I don't want to sacrifice the heart of my show. I don't want to sacrifice the heart of podcasting that I love so much just to tick off that visibility box. So I love the fact, and this is why I started my podcast. I've always been a social person. I can talk to anybody. I love people. I love conversation. I love talking to people. I always have. My mom used to call me a social butterfly. My husband believes it's like a gift that I have is like, you know, talking to people. And so, you know, he's the one who actually bought me my microphone and my computer and my headphones. I literally wouldn't have this business without him. But I started my podcast because, you know, I'm a mom of five, right? I was in the medical field for 10 plus years. I was working full time. And so I wanted a way to reach more people, but I didn't want the pressure of being on video. I didn't want to have to do my hair and my makeup and have to feel perfect. And let me tell you that, you know, starting a YouTube channel is not for the weak. Because I wanted to quit that dang thing before I even started. Okay. I didn't even want to, like, I got so far deep into it as far as like, you know, the tech setup and the strategy behind it is unreal. And it literally spiraled my business into what it is now, which is insane, amazing, you know, but I didn't want that pressure initially of like recording on video, right? Like, it took me months to get my setup correct. It took me going to Best Buy and Sweetwater a million times to get the camera that I wanted. I had issues even with my microphone, issues with the lighting. Like, I still have issues with my lighting. I feel like I can't like work it the way that I truly need to be working it. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into YouTube, right? And I love podcasting because it's intimate. You know, you can be in your car. You might be walking with your kids on a walk. You might be doing the dishes, folding the laundry. You know, maybe you're listening to me in the car pickup line. Like, you know, the limits are endless when it comes to the podcast. And that's what I love about it. And so the podcast is going to stay how it always is, right? All the episodes on the podcast are going to remain conversational and raw and intimate. And the vibe that I truly fell in love with and to the core of what I love about podcasting. And then for YouTube, obviously that's going to be like visual tutorial systems, you know, anything that like I need to like map out visually, those are going to be on YouTube. And so there will be times where I will experiment with, you know, a crossover if I feel like it makes sense, but I'm not going to force myself to do something that everybody else is like telling me I should do as far as like repurposing the podcast to YouTube or repurposing my YouTube to the podcast. Like, I'm going to do it if I want to. I'm going to do it if it makes sense. And if I don't want to do it or if it doesn't make sense, I'm simply not going to do it. I have a solid plan for YouTube. I have a solid plan for the podcast. And so that's what it's going to be. So my new rule is incredibly simple. And it's, if it feels forced, it's a no. If it fits inside of the lines of my goal for that specific platform, right? So I know what my goals are for YouTube. If it checks those boxes, cool. And I know my goals for the podcast. And if it checks those boxes, great. If not, then it's fine, right? I'm going to give myself permission, and I encourage you to do the same. So I want you, as you're listening to this episode, check your own content habits. Like, where are you currently showing up that you could be doing so much more? Meaning, you're already showing up on Instagram, you're already showing up on Threads, or you're already showing up maybe on YouTube, or maybe you're showing up consistently on the podcast, but are you telling people about it? Are you emailing your list about it? Are you telling people on Threads and on Instagram about the new podcast episode? You're probably not, my friend, because most people don't. Most people are so scattered with what they're doing, and they make it really hard to hone in on, you know, where their focus should be, where their attention needs to be focused. And so I just encourage you, you know, again, to check your own content habits, right? Like, I want you to look at every aspect, okay? So where are you currently showing up that you could amplify, right? So for example, if you're podcasting every single week and you show up on Instagram sometimes and you email your list sometimes, like, are you consistent with it? Could you do more? Do they know about every single episode? Do you have like a library for them to like look at? Are you including links in your emails? Are you telling them about it on your Instagram stories or with a new post, right? So what are you currently doing that you could maximize on? And then on the other side, you know, like, what can you, you know, maybe let go of? Are you trying to fit into a box that doesn't really align with your business, with your life, with your energy, with your goals? So I just encourage you to do like a gut check and like, are you doing things because you feel like you should, or are you doing things because it genuinely fits your business and your life? And that's a really hard concept to grasp, but I'm telling you, it's a game changer once you get those visions in alignment. So friend, this is your permission as well to simplify, right? Because you can build something powerful without being everywhere, but you have to know what platforms hold the most energy for you. So for me, what that looks like is showing up every week on YouTube and on the podcast. Now for the podcast, it hasn't been inconsistent, but I am definitely not where I need to be with my schedule for the podcast. So that's going to change. I'm going to be showing up on YouTube weekly. I have not been consistent with YouTube since I started. That is going to change. And then I want to nurture my email list, my school community, and I love showing up on Instagram and Threads. That's it. And that kind of sounds like a lot, but that's it. That's where I want to show up. That's what I need to do. That's what I want to do. And then if that changes, it's okay. It's okay if things change and pivot. And so if you want to see, you know, in real time, the processes that I go through with myself and my clients, make sure that you follow this show, but also go subscribe to me over on YouTube. You can go to YouTube, type in Pamela Krista, or go to youtube.com. There's a little at sign and then Pamela Krista. All the links are in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I cannot tell you how greatly I appreciate it. You are listening to this podcast when you could be listening and consuming other things. And so I will never take that for granted. I appreciate you so much. You are why I do what I do. I hope I see you over inside the school community. Again, school.com/podcasters, and that's SKOOL.com/podcasters. And you're also going to find the link in the show notes. Friend, I hope you have the most beautiful week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.